Tiny Handprints by GBLVR, read by Cass. More than once during his first day, Evan Lorne had to remind himself that he liked kids, that he liked art, and that he'd chosen to become a teacher when he left the Air Force. It just might have worked if his last group of the day hadn't been the afternoon kindergarten class. 40 minutes and 28 screaming kids later, Evan was wishing he'd stayed in the military. The teacher and her aide had apologized profusely and offered him a trash bag for his car seat. He accepted it only because he didn't want to have to hose out his Jeep. He was already exhausted and his classroom was wrecked. It took him far longer to clean up than it should have, and he vowed then and there to never attempt projects involving paint when it was just him and the 5-year-olds. Before he even walked through the door, he could smell whatever Roddick was cooking for dinner, but all he wanted was a shower. He was pretty sure there was paint in his hair, and he was starting to itch anywhere the paint was on his skin. "Evan, is that you?" Roddick came into the hall, wiping his hands on a towel, and he immediately burst out laughing. "I was going to ask how your first day was, but I think I do not need to." "No, you do not." Evan kicked off his shoes, left his messenger bag and coat in front of the door, and cleaned out his pants pockets. He dropped loose change, a roll of antacids, a rubber band, 3 marbles, and his keys into the dish on the hall table before he turned toward the back of the house. "Evan, do I want to know what happened?" Evan's answer was a raised middle finger. He walked down the hall in his stocking feet, slipping a bit on the hardwood before he reached the carpet in the bedroom. He crossed the room to the bathroom, where he turned on the shower before turning to the mirror to assess the damage. He'd been right. There was paint in his hair, bright yellow and pale green mixed with hot pink, and a muddy reddish-brown that was also streaked along one sideburn. He looked down and instantly decided his khakis were a lost cause. The entire left leg was stained purple, and there were 2 orange handprints on the right thigh to match the ones on his ass. His shirt would probably be okay if he remembered to hit it with the stain stuff before he washed it. His shoes hadn't been too bad. He'd keep them in the classroom for the days he had the little guys. He stripped off, leaving everything on the floor, and climbed into the shower. The hot water felt fucking fantastic, and he just stood under the water watching as the paint swirled away in a streaky rainbow. When Roddick pulled back the curtain, cool air rushed in, making him shiver, until Roddick climbed in and pulled the curtain closed again. He sighed as Roddick ran his hands up his back to his shoulders and leaned back when Roddick began to massage the tight muscles of his neck and upper back. "You're so good to me, Roddick. I suppose I can forgive you for laughing at me earlier." Roddick hummed a bit and leaned in to kiss the back of Evan's neck before reaching around him for the shampoo. "You don't have to." "I know, Evan, I do. Let me do this, and then we will eat, and we can argue about whether working in the lab with Rodney McKay is harder than teaching small children to paint." Evan laughed out loud then and turned to face Roddick, wrapping his arms around him and walking him back into the wall. "I think you'll win that argument, so how about we just skip ahead to the sex we both know is going to happen and call it even?" "I think I can live with that. But only if you promise to tell me how you came to have tiny orange and red handprints on your ass." "Later, okay?" Roddick barely had time to nod before Evan leaned in and kissed him.